A company better known for one of its frozen drinks is also hoping for improved sales. During the recent election campaign, President Obama's stump speech said congressional Republicans had driven the economy into the ditch like a car, and
these guys were standing, watching us, and sipping on a Slurpee. And they were pointing at us saying, how come you're not pushing harder? How come you're not pushing faster?
NPR's Sonari Glinton has more on how 7-Eleven wants to use Washington politics to stimulate Slurpee sales.
I'm here in a 7-Eleven standing in front of one of the company's biggest moneymakers, the Slurpee machine. Now, usually, at this time of year, Slurpee sales go down. But earlier this week, President Obama may have given the company an early Christmas present.
They're delicious drinks. Slurpee Summit, that's good. I like that.
Did the leader of the free world just say that Slurpee is a delicious drink? You're like, wow, that really did just happen, and this is unbelievable for our brand.
7-Eleven's Rita Bargerhoff says the company will launch a new national ad campaign and take the frozen drink on tour through state capitals. And Bargerhoff predicts a summit with red, blue, and bipartisan purple Slurpees won't just help sales of the 44-year-old brand, but the spirit in Washington.
You never share a Slurpee with someone that you have ill feelings towards. It's not that kind of experience.
Representatives for 7-Eleven say even if the president and the new Congress can't unite over health care and taxes, maybe they can get together over a frozen soda. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.